Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
34 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I see that Representative Porcheau is excused until playing time. I would move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Boucher's excused absence be until playing time tomorrow, and also that Representative Cotton be excused from the call of the House today until playing time tomorrow.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, those people named by the Majority Leader excused from the call of the House. Our chaplain today is Father Ben Conda of the Cathedral of the Nativity. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
O Lord God, you have appointed and empowered us to be your sons and daughters in this troubled world. We are dedicated to bringing your order back into it. We so often lose sight of you amidst the conflicts and contradictions of our daily lives. Help us to see you through faith today and to stand firm and confident in the midst of the stress and anxiety around us. We will face situations today when we will not know what to do. We will be in circumstances where we will not be sure of what to say. We will read of events in the world around us, and we will not know what to think. Keep us from hasty action, the careless word, and the unthought-out reaction. O God, we have been the recipients of many gifts and special talents. We thank you for the opportunity you have given us to invest them in the welfare of others and thereby to discover their true meaning and value for our own lives. Help us to understand that we are only stewards of your gifts and channels through which they may reach the needs of our brothers and sisters in this great state of ours. Keep our faces towards the future with confidence in you. Amen.
Representative Sawacki, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objections as having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 87th, 88th, 89th, 90th, 91st, and 92nd legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals from the 87th through the 92nd days in House Supplement Number 9.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House journals be approved as certified for the 87th, 88th, 89th, 90th, 91st, 92nd legislative days plus House Supplement Number 9.
Are there any objections as the correctness of the journals before you and the supplement? Hearing no objections, the journals and supplements stand approved. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I neglected on the excused absences to indicate that Representative Hanley is excused from the call of the House today, and I'd ask also unanimous consent that Representative Herman be excused. She's ill.
Okay. Representative Herman is excused from the call of the House, being ill, and Representative Hanley is present in the chambers, and I assume that her voting, your vote did record Representative Hanley on the roll call. Guests for introduction. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have a contingent over from Capital School that's studying government in Alaska, and they're part of the fourth grade team class, and they're observing us today at the fourth grade, and their teacher, Shirley Campbell.
Representative Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have you all help me welcome Jackie Oberg, who is actually a constituent of Representative Swackhammer and also Navarre's, but a very dear old friend of mine. So if you would please join me in welcoming Jackie to our chambers.
Representative Springer.
In Gallery A is a constituent and friend of mine from Yonaloglit, June Degnan. Would you please help me welcome her?
Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have the pleasure to introduce Bill Miller, who is the father of Flora Collins, who works on my staff.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce a special guest today who is approaching in the back of the chamber and somebody we've met before, Winston. Yeah, Winston was conforming to the dress code.
Welcome to the chambers, Winston. Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a hard act to follow. I don't know if I've had an opportunity to do so before, but I'd like to take this one today to introduce a gentleman in the back row of Gallery A, who many of you know, who's here advocating on a number of issues from Haines, Mr. Leo Land.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I have signed the following and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill number 86 relating to the definition of veteran for purposes of veterans' employment rights, Chapter number 7, SLA 1987, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 4, State Affairs relating to outdoor advertising, Chapter 6, SLA 1987. Signed sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
I have none.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
No, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 127, making supplemental appropriations, a transfer of an allocation and reductions in the fiscal year 87 operating budget, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 127 Finance with a new title, recommends it do pass and adopts a finance letter of intent. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Boyer, Porchot, Gall, Wallace, Swackhammer, Larson, Brown, and Davis. Having no recommendation, Rieger and Frank. House Bill 127 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam, Mary Miller, by Representatives Hudson and Zawacki. And citation honoring E.E. Jean Davis, by Representatives Furness, Barnes, Collins, Hanley, Martin, Menard, Pierce, Pettijohn, Phillips, Rieger, Zawacki, and Gruenberg.
The citations for our consideration will be referred to the Rules Committee for calendaring.
I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference to House bills.
House Bill 284 by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
One standing committee, Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on that calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 amended by Fakes, Kurtula, Binkley, Zemanski, and Halford relating to the promotion of the Iditarod race. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to come out of order.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker, House Joint Resolution Number 30. By Collins, Gruenberg, Barnes, Boucher, Cotton, Donnelly, Ellis, Furness, Hanley, Hudson, Menard, Pierce, Pettijohn, Phillips, Rieger, Taylor, Zawacki, Brown, Porchot, Cato, Ulmer, and Navarre, urging the League of Women Voters to consider Anchorage as a site of a presidential debate sponsored by the League. The State Affairs Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note with analysis. The report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman, concurring Menard, Ulmer, Donnelly, and Martin. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 30 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that resolution for the third time?
House Joint Resolution Number 30 by Collins, Grunberg, Barnes, et al., urging the League of Women Voters to consider Anchorage as a site of a presidential debate sponsored by the League.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Collins.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I will just be brief. I did want to go on the record as stating that all that we are doing is urging the League of Women Voters Education Fund to consider Anchorage as a site for one of the presidential debates, but most clearly that the legislature is not making a commitment to funding this enterprise. The $250,000 that's going to be required is going to come from the private sector, and I just wanted that to go on the record. Thank you.
Any further debate? I am ready for the question.
The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 30 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 30 has passed the House.
Would the clerk at this time please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19, amended by Fakes, Kurtula, Binkley, Zemanski, and Halford, relating to the promotion of the Iditarod race. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one amendment, Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The amendment, I think, is technical in nature. Would you like me to speak on the amendment at this time?
Representative, go ahead.
Okay. On line 11 of page 1, it refers to Joe Reddington, Jr. It should be Joe Reddington, Sr. So the amendment then would be to change the word junior to senior. And then, Mr. Speaker, also I've just noted on line 25, the last word should be Leonard Sepla there. I believe that's a typographical error. I have not prepared an amendment for that, but maybe it's a technical amendment that could be taken care of by spelling the word Leonard correctly. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I would move the amendment.
Okay. Amendment number 1 has been moved. Are there any debate on amendment number 1? Any objections to amendment number 1? Hearing none, amendment number 1 has been adopted, and the clerk can handle the clerical spelling of the name there. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments? Oh, it's a concurrent resolution. It's in its second and final. Any debate? Okay, ready for the question.
The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 19, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
36 yeas, no nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 19, amended House, has passed the House.
Okay, before we go into the citations, we have one citation in memoriam to Luther Liston Bryce. That citation will be referred to the Rules Committee. Mr. Majority Leader, on the citations.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have 8 remaining citations. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that all 8, with the exception of the one to Mr. Bryce, be approved.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. This brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd asked consideration before this time to act upon the citation to Dr. Gene Davis. Dr. Davis is retiring, and there's a ceremony taking place in Anchorage today. We would like to pass this up if possible. With that in mind, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be handled as a special order of business at this time.
Are there any objections to the special order of business? The motion to move the citation is also been tied in. Representative Furness?
Mr. Speaker, I would move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the citation has been approved. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 179 is it's an act extending the psychologist board. It's back from subcommittee. Will be heard tomorrow. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce that the annual legislative skit and dinner will be this Saturday, April 25th. Cocktails are at 7 p.m., dinner's at 8 p.m., and the skit's at 9 p.m. It's in Centennial Hall. And if there are questions, can contact my office.
Representative Porchot?
I'd like to announce the meeting of the Finance Subcommittee on the Motor Fuels Tax will be meeting tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. in House Finance.
Any further announcements? Mr. Minority Leader?
Mr. Speaker, could we move back up the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the body to join me in welcoming some constituents of Representative Rieger's and mine in Gallery B. Here with the ARCO and their CAP program are the chairman, Joe English. And if you'd stand as I call your name, Diane Peterson, Joe Beckwith, Linda Larson, and Dave Schaefer. Please help me in joining them, Mr. Speaker.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also with the ARCO Civic Action Program, I'd like to introduce constituents of Representative Pettijohn and myself, David Stan, Joseph Lynn, Mark Drum, Bob Comoli, Paula McPheeters, and Dick Davidson.
Any further guests for introduction? Back down the daily order of business to announcements. Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
May we please have a brief please?
Would the House please stand at ease? House, come back to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House...
Hold it 1 minute here. Mr. Mr. Minority Leader?
Let this be a lesson to you, Mr. Majority Leader. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed the special privilege of the floor to discuss the progress of legislation.
Do I hear any objections? See, I thought you had something nice to say, and that's why I let you break it. Okay.
Well, in a way I do, in a backhanded kind of a way, Mr. Speaker. Normally, this would be the point at which the minority leader rises to berate the majority for its failure to have advanced minority bills to the floor, but since you haven't advanced majority bills either, I feel like that wouldn't be appropriate, so I will not say anything further.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, I guess it'll be under special orders. It's more of a form of a question to the majority on the schedule for this week and the rest of the session. I, for one, like to plan ahead what I'm going to do here.
Tomorrow, be prepared for a floor session that you haven't seen since the elf. And you'll have a floor session probably every day from Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday at this time. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.